This is KUT. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine stopped in Austin yesterday. He met with local volunteers and supporters to thank them for their work. While the focus of his visit was mostly to let Texas Democrats know they are important to the national party, KUT's Ashley Lopez reports Kaine also had to address and strongly denounce one of Donald Trump's latest comments.
Even though Texas is a safe state for Republicans, Tim Kaine started his visit to Austin by reassuring Democrats there is still hope for him and Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton here.
Texas is critically important. We always look at Texas and the Democratic family. First time when I was Democratic Party chair, the first meeting we did, we brought it to Austin to show, hey, we're gonna go after Texas. And it's big and it's complicated and it's hard, but we're serious about this.
Kaine's been traveling the country while Clinton focuses on important swing states like Florida. Kaine was making fundraising stops here in Texas, as well as thanking locals who are working on the campaign. And even though national polls are showing a strong lead for Clinton right now, Kaine warned volunteers that could change any day.
I mean, this has been a season of surprises. So we might see some polls we like now, but there's no guarantee that'll be the case next week. There's no guarantee that'll be the case after Labor Day. We have to assume this thing is tough.
One surprise just that day, remarks from Donald Trump made at a rally in North Carolina. There, he said if Clinton is elected, gun rights supporters could possibly do something about it.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
The remark was interpreted by many to be a reference to violence against Clinton. The Trump campaign said he was referring to the voting power of gun rights supporters. Kaine said after his meet and greet with volunteers that hearing that comment made his blood run cold.
No leader should be inciting violence in any way, shape, or form. And it really speaks to a fundamental defect in his temperament insofar as he would want to be president.
Kaine followed his stop in Austin with a visit to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.